Title: Awake from Your Slumber. July 26, 2014. Elle speaks. Oh God, it is 6:48 p.m. on Saturday, July 26, 2014, in Quebec City, Canada. Today, I have the opportunity to come to the Church of Notre Dame in Quebec City, and we have the opportunity to attend Mass at this place. God gives us many graces that we do not expect to receive. Coming here, God has allowed us to enter through a door, the holy door that opens only every 25 years. We are able to enter through the holy door in these last months, to be close to God and to Mother, to offer the prayers for the brothers and sisters who have asked us to pray for them. When we enter through the holy door, there are so many things we feel in our hearts that we cannot describe. When we enter through the door, I feel that we can entrust any worries, any ponderings, and though we still have the weaknesses, the sins, the shortcomings, the unworthiness, as we step through the door, we feel that we have received forgiveness. We pray for God to help us in our spiritual life, in our moral life, with the opportunity to bear witness for God, for our life of faith to be stronger, for our life of faith to become more absolute every single time we receive the orders from God, every single time we receive the things that God wants us to bear witness to, every single time we receive the things that we see with our eyes, hear with our ears, and feel with our hearts, such as the miracles that God has done, that God continues to allow us to see, the great miracles that we receive every single day in this world. O God, there is nothing surprising regarding the people who do not believe. They do not have the eyes to see the blessings and the graces that you give to us every day. What we need most is for us to open our eyes of faith and to open our hearts, for us to receive the love of God, to receive the love of the Father reserved for the children in the entire world, for those of us who long to be close to Him, for those of us who long to come to Him with heart, with love. With a beseeching heart lifted up to God, we will truly be able to meet that love, which gives us our hearts the peace and the happiness as if God lives with us, in us. As God has promised to those whose yokes are heavy, to those who are burdened, let us come to God and God will give us rest. God will let us see His love. God will let us feel close to Him in the years and the months we live, a life called to spread the good news. O God, as you have said, if we believe in you, if we believe in the truth, then we will be able to receive. There are so many things that we can see in the greatness that you give to us, because we fully offer our hearts, our innermost feelings, and our beliefs to you, fully trusting in you. God wants us to come to this place today unexpectedly. There are many things we encounter that we think are not by coincidence, but are part of a plan that God has arranged for us in this trip. They are the most extraordinary things, and only God can give us such happiness. Happiness of the soul and joy in the days we set foot in this place. In the moments that we step into this church, in the moments we lift ourselves up to God, attending Mass, we feel the closeness, though the language spoken is in French. We feel the closeness through the voice of love, the voice with which God touches the heart, the voice that invites every single person in this world, and in particular, the hearts that belong to Him. At this moment, I am waiting to receive the message from God in this trip. This is the first day that we attend Mass, which is also the day I pray for my mother, whose patron is Saint Anne, and for the soul of my deceased father, Jay. Today I lift up my beloved mother to God, and I lift up my deceased father, for him to be able to return to God. These are the intentions that I lift up to God today, along with all the brothers and the sisters who have the opportunity to enter through the holy door. We feel the happiness in our souls the more time we spend being close to God. Today I am waiting to receive the words from God, the words that God reminds all the children in the entire world, in particular for the church and in general for the world, for the children of God who believe in the things that God has done, that God is doing, which the church confirms for our world today, especially with the holy door that opens only every 25 years. We show up in the last moments as the church is about to close. This is the privilege from the church. Anyone who enters through this holy door with a trusting heart in the things that the church proclaims will receive the full plenary indulgence from the church. At this moment, I am waiting to receive the words from God at this church called the Church of Notre Dame, which in Vietnamese means the Church of Our Lady. This is a grace from God to give us the opportunity to visit this church, one of the older cathedrals. There are so many beautiful historical religious works of art in this church that we no longer see in this era. We are able to gaze with veneration at the whole church, gilded in shimmering gold and all the treasures in it. I pray for God to come to meet me and all the brothers and sisters for us to receive a message from God, to teach us, to guide us, as well as to let us recognize in the days we are at this place. Father speaks. Al, Kay, my beloved children, you felt the urge that made you stop here to receive this message that I want to give to you and to the brothers and sisters who are on this trip. My beloved children, this is not something surprising. You have lived in the grace that I have given to each person. You have received the closeness, and in this world, you have received the things from the truth as if you are living in the heavenly kingdom, which I give to you in this world for you to be able to feel close to me. I allow you to see the wonders of the world, the divine miracles, with your own eyes, to see all the great things that I give to this world in the past eras and in this era. My beloved children, this is an opportunity for those of you who are working for me, those of you who are swamped with the works, who are dealing with the days facing duties and responsibilities. I want to bring you to this place for you to see with your human eyes that the things that I give to you are not limited, but that you can receive 100-fold more in this world. My beloved children, there are certain works you cannot comprehend, but I guide you. I allow you to see the many wonders, the many miracles that I give in this world for the children to receive. Anyone has the opportunity to receive, to see the exterior beauty, to see the wonders, the many things left throughout the generations. But what is important is the recognition. I want you to recognize the happiness that I give to you, for you to see in the sacredness, for you to see the great things that I have given and that I am giving in this generation, for you to look in the depth of your souls, in your life of faith, for you to see with your eyes the sacredness that surrounds you and that is close to you. My beloved children, I let you expand your eyesight to see the noble things. Today, though many eras have gone by, there are things that are still practiced and are given in this world to help people to repent, to help people believe in the graces. I use the graces to come close to you. I give you the closeness and I allow you to recognize the works that you do. The works that you believe in will be realized. The things that I want to give are the gifts I have prepared. and my graces are always reserved for the children in the entire world. The one thing that I desire is for you to receive with sincerity. You need to renounce the sins, the things that come from yourself, from your ego. The shortcomings and the weaknesses are not the important things that prevent you from receiving the graces. With my invitation, I want you to believe in me. As you have heard, enter through the doors for me to help you renounce all the past sins, the sufferings, the passions, the things that you always have in this present world. These things cause you sufferings. They distance you from my love. They prevent you from the opportunities to receive the graces that I give to the entire world, that I give for the children to learn and to know of these great graces. My beloved children, this is an opportunity I especially want to give you, for each of you to see your own role, your own mission. I want my voice to be heard at the place that you have the opportunity to visit. You have seen how people are living at this place. They live a rich and busy life, but as you see, their moral life, their spiritual life, is way too poor, way too limited. For this reason, I want to open the eyes of the messengers. I want to open the eyes of faith of the people who are serving. I want to open the eyes of the prophets who are still living in this era, for all to see that you need to work harder, that you need to pray for the world, to pray for the places that you visit, to pray in a special way for the places that are thriving, because the people at these places have received abundantly from my blessings, but they have forgotten me. They have betrayed me. They have rejected me. What will happen to these people? And what is it that enraptured them so in this earthly life? This is the reason for you to work zealously and to continue to spread the graces that I give. I greatly need you. I greatly need each of you to be zealous in your contribution with heart, for you to realize all the things that I want, which is to bring my message to the world, to gradually bring the miracles that I work through the Holy Eucharist to the places where you meet the clergy or the laity, to pray for them. You cannot just look at your brothers who are deep in sin with the passions of this world that have caused them to forget their souls. Their souls are longing. Their souls are lonely. Their souls are suffering. Their souls are lacking because they have rejected the graces, the love, and the great blessings that I give to this world. Throughout the past eras, you have known that if things do not follow the plan, that if people end up at the places that lead them into death, that induce them to live in sins, then these places will never last. As there are not that many days left in today's world, and all the things that I want, you can see the patience as I continue to give you the opportunity. My patience is for you to have the remaining time to repent, to return, to recognize a God. The things in this world, the money, the fame, and all the comforts will pass, and you do not know the things that will happen in the near future. I send you to this place, and I want you to look, not at the exterior, but look at the interior life, the feelings, the thinking, for you to spend the time to recognize the things that I desire to bring the souls of your brothers and sisters back, to bring those talented people who should be serving for the graces to help the brothers return, for them to taste my love and to recognize that happiness comes from the graces that I give. They have forgotten and they have returned back to the things that they had, thinking only of the fame and the talents that they could have. They forget my waiting. They forget my divine mercy. They forget the graces and the love that I give to humanity through the Holy Eucharist, and the revelations that I give in this generation to awaken mankind. My beloved children, This is the reason I give so many opportunities through the graces and through the things that the church approves, for you to come closer, for the experience to be real, for you to be touched. With your human reasoning, demanding to see, my love always gives you the opportunity. My love always allows you to recognize the closeness, hoping to see you live with heart, hoping to see you recognize the love, the salvation, and my invitation in this generation. Through divine mercy and through the Holy Eucharist, I am present to bring hope to mankind, to invite mankind to return, to repent. Do not hesitate any longer. There will not be much time because you do not know the things that will happen in the near future. Awake from your slumber. Every single soul, come back to my divine mercy. Return to the Holy Eucharist. Return to the love that I reserve for you. Repent by the things that are the realities in your own lives. Do not trust in those things, but use them as the instruments to bring what is beneficial to your lives, which are your souls, and which the brothers and sisters greatly need. Lend a hand to spread the benefits for the spiritual life, for the brothers and the sisters who are living in sin, for the brothers and sisters who are living in a world where they are completely unaware of my love coming to them, of my love giving them the opportunity and waiting to meet them. My beloved children, you will continue to receive many more unexpected things that I want you to encounter in the days you are at this place. In the days you are at this place, live with love. Recognize that I am present among you for you to have peace in the soul, to give you joys, to give you the things that you are serving for. When you believe in my love, with each entrustment, I will arrange and plan for each person. I desire that each of you mature through each of the places that you visit. You visit in your human eyes, but in the grace and the love, your belief and your eyes of faith will enable you to see the miracles and the things that I give to my children who are in the life of service. As for the children who have never known, they will be able to see the splendor, the great things that I give to you in today's world. I also continue to give the children the heavenly kingdom. Stand firm in your principles. Stand firm in your faith. Be faithful, persevere, and you will be able to see many wondrous deeds in this generation, in the remaining days where I send you and allow you to see the great, noble works. I want to meet you to give you this message today. Have a good time with the brothers and the sisters who are present here in this trip. Embrace all the graces that I give, and do not be afraid of the things that you encounter. I will have a way for you to see the things that I want you to do, that I want you to realize. I want you to propagate the good news in the mission that I have assigned to each of you. This is all I want to say today. My peace be with both of you. My peace be with all of you. Whether you are present here or you are at home, I always love and I always bless my children. My love is always reserved for you. I wait for the hearts to be more zealous, for you to be more bold to testify with all the deeds that I give to the world in general, and to each person in particular, through the graces and the new revelations through the Holy Eucharist. L speaks. O God, I thank the grace of God. God has given me the opportunity to receive his message at exactly 7:09 p.m. on Saturday, July 26, 2014, at the Church of Notre Dame in Quebec City, Canada. O God, we are walking in the midst of a crowded world and the extraordinary things that Father gives to us for this generation and for this world probably have never happened before. One of these days, the voice of Father will resonate all over the world with the messages, with the love that Father comes to mankind, with the love that Father, from the throne of a king, has lowered himself to come closer to his children through a voice to remind, through a voice for us to come closer. He forgives us though we are unworthy, though we have shortcomings. The love of Father comes to save us, for us to return, to give us the graces for us to rise up, to give us the graces in this era with all the tribulations that we are encountering between the life of faith and the life of this generation, in the remaining days of the end of the century. Because of our weaknesses, every role has fallen into the abyss of greed. But Father is the supreme being who brings us strength. Father is the supreme being whose voice helps us to rise up and to trust in the truth that Father is giving through the miracles of the Holy Eucharist. Please give us the strength to stand firm in our faith, for us to testify for Father. People refuse, but they do not know the things that are true. Father, give us the strength for us to testify to the true things that you are working on for each of us. Father, give us the opportunity to be your instruments. Whether we serve in the worship or in quietness, we need to be more zealous. We need to try harder to console Father, so that in today's world, there will be more people like us who just want to come to Father with their hearts. Father, please sanctify us every single day, for us to be more worthy in the grace that you give. I offer my soul, my body, my heart, my mind, all of our works, for the words to the actions, to belong to Father. Father, please sanctify us, transform us, and guide us to walk in your grace. Please guide us to walk in your love. Please guide us to become the instruments, to encounter all the brothers and the sisters, to meet them, to boldly bring them your message and your voice. You want to save souls through us, to bring them closer to divine mercy, for divine mercy, for the Holy Eucharist, for the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, to remind humanity, to remind each person who has been chosen in their mission, and especially to those individuals who open their hearts to receive the message that Father gives to us in this generation. To remind us to repent, to remind us to return with our hearts. Father is giving us the opportunity to be forgiven, to receive the graces in the remaining days of the end of the century. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, I thank the grace of Father, I praise Father, and I glorify Father. L and K bow to thank. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is our God. Amen, amen, amen. I also thank the grace of Mother. The heart of Mother is by our sides, in our hearts, guiding us. We always believe that Mother is guiding us, for us to live according to the holy will of God, to console God, and to please God. In this century, there are children who do not understand much, who live in the limitations of life in this present world. But they offer their hearts to Mother, for Mother to guide. With the intercession from Mother, we will accomplish the holy will of God. His sanctification will transform us. For those of us who are messengers, who are prophets, who are disciples, to be worthy to receive, to be worthy to propagate the words of God in this end of the century, with the messages that we have received from God and from Mother in the past days. Mother, please continue to intercede for us, for our brothers and our sisters to open their hearts to listen, for our brothers and our sisters to recognize their shortcomings, for them to return to God with the help from Mother. I kowtow to God, and I thank Mother. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, who is our God, amen, amen, amen.